All right, after that, I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with you guys now. Wow. Let's ask God to be with us in this sermon. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, even this silence, help us respect who you are, especially in this place. Lord God, may we live it out each and every day. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. If you would look at your gospel reading this morning, I hope you get it out. And Jesus says his name. The reason why I wanted you to get it out is there's a small problem. The problem being is that in this section that, sometimes when you translate something, you don't translate it to the full extent that you should. And so it's not mistranslated, but it's not translated fully. And so when we dive into what this gospel reading really means, we need to get the full effect, and we need to go into, dive into the Greek, really, and take a look at that. And so I'm going to ask upstairs, if you would, just click on to the next slide for me, please. And let's read this together. For they all saw him and were terrified, but immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And so what I wanted to get at this morning is, and you'll miss it. Did you miss God's name? Did we miss God's name in there? No? All right, if you really look at Mark 6:50 and take a look at what this is, but immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is..." Problem is, that's mistranslated. When Jesus is literally walking on the water and he says, "Take heart," he doesn't say, "It is I." He says, "I am. I am." And you're like, well, that doesn't really make sense, okay? So in the Greek, I'm going to take you a little bit, hopefully my clicker works here, is this. When you take a look at what he really says, I'm going to ask, I purposely did not translate this as best I could, but two words here translate something. It says, "Ego eimi." It's the easy way, "ego eimi." In the Greek, this phrase is the same phrase that if you look at the Greek and the Hebrew, it's the same phrase that when Moses was before the burning bush, and Moses says, "Okay, you're going to send me to the people in Egypt. The problem is, I don't know when I go, who should I say sent me to you to take you out of Egypt?" And God literally responds back with this phrase. And we translate it, "I am that I am." In the Hebrew and the Greek, it literally means "I am." Okay? And so God, when he's walking on the water in the form of Jesus here, he's saying, "I am the same person that was in the burning bush." Do you now make the connection? That if we don't have a 100% translation, we miss the beauty of God's word. That Jesus is connecting him to the person who provided a freedom from slavery for the people of Israel back in Egypt. He's connecting to himself what he did over and over and over again throughout the history of Israel. And when he says, "Take heart," okay, can you literally remember what I did to the Egyptians, to the whole nation of Egypt? And in that one phrase, when he calls on his name, he is literally saying, "You're in a little rough storm. This is nothing compared to what I did in Egypt. So when he says, don't be afraid, he is literally saying, this is something so small, I gotcha. This is totally in my control. He's walking on rough waters as if he's walking on solid ground. He's saying, look at me. It doesn't affect me. If you're with me, things, even though when they get rough, they will not affect you. They may toss and turn you for a while, and they do. But at the same time, when you're going through those rough patches, here am I. I'm going through this with you. I'm not being affected. And you think the water washing up and hitting the boat, you think that's power? You think that's power? Look at what I've done throughout human history. And take a look at so many times in which we've been on the water and all I did is get up and say, be still. And the winds and the waves, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, they cease. That's power. So when we're taking a look at this, at what he says in his name, God's name, nobody else has that name. What I mean is when I read and God says, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The problem is we focus on the good shepherd part. We don't focus on what? The I am. That when he uses that statement, he literally draws us to him being God number one and God being our good shepherd. When he says, I am the bread of life, what's he calling himself? God. He just happens to be the one who feeds us. I am the door. Never says he's on hinges. I am the door. What's that mean? Number one, he's God and the only God that we go through. So that makes more sense when we understand that when he's using these phrases, he's using the phrase that when we use the I am, we use it with reference because he's the only God that exists. Second commandment. Use his name with respect and proper honor because he is God. And so when we take a look at this, when we call upon God's name, it's not like calling up one of our friends on the telephone. Because nobody else in human history besides Jesus Christ has the power over everything else in the universe. So when we call upon his name and ask him for things, we are literally asking God to intervene throughout human history. Do we understand that? Because we say, well, when we ask for a friend to be healed, that is literally changing the course of history. And God is the one who changes history, who intervenes throughout history. He already knows we're going to pray. He's the one who beckons us to do that. He is the one who is asking us to use his name and see what kind of power he has. So this is the problem I face. I don't know how to preach on this last one, number three, the proper use. I've gotten a little away from going to ball games. But I've heard that if you go to the Twins games, that the usage of nouns and verbs is sometimes not the best. True or false? Question is, do I take my kid to a ball game? Don't know. I can see the whole idea that, you know what, people are not like me, that's understandable. People don't understand the power that's in God's name, and it makes me kind of quiver a little bit, but at the same time, I don't look at the person and say, you know what, that's not how you should be acting. I don't want to do that. I don't want to make feel uncomfortable at the same time. I want God's name to be not taken lightly. And so I struggle within myself and say, okay, if I want that person to use God's name and revere him, don't I first have to do that myself? And so remember that when I pray, is that when I pray that I'm praying to the most powerful guy in the universe. So as I'm getting older, I'm taking that more and more with proper respect. I want to engage. I want to engage people around me. I say, I don't always have it right. I don't always do things the way I should. But at the same time, I know someone who does. And I want that to come out when I'm watching the game. When the umpire is making the worst calls in the world. When somebody else's judgment is off. I got to remember that it's me who needs to change, not that other person. Doesn't matter if he's the umpire, doesn't mean if the police officer, doesn't matter if someone else's judgment is off. I got to remember that the way I honor God, what I say, what I do, and when I mess up, who I go to. And so this morning, what I want us to get out of this is, when we call upon God's name, when we verbalize who he is, I hope that we take a look at who he really is, who we are. And when we ask him for something, number one, we don't deserve anything. We don't even deserve to call upon him. Number two, when we get in that right frame of mind, we understand that anything we ask of him, that we take hold of that situation and say, wow, the God of the universe would allow us to simply come before his throne and ask him anything, anything. And he has already answered that before I can get that sentence out. And when God says that he does that, don't take that lightly. Don't take that lightly. When we go in life and we think the waters are too high and they're getting up closer and closer and they look like they're coming over the boat, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. God is still in control and he still knows the situation, and we can call upon him in every situation and call on him as the great. May we understand who he is and call upon him with proper respect. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this morning, wow. Clear skies right now, Lord God. Unfortunately, sometimes that makes us feel like, Lord God, there's nothing that's happening in the world that needs our attention. Lord God, help us understand that, Lord God, there is always a storm or sea happening in someone's life. That, Lord God, when we call upon you to be here in our lives and everyone else's, Lord God, that's something you beckon us to do, because, Lord God, you want us to be there for others, even as you have been there for us. Help us understand that, Lord God, when we go to you in prayer, Lord God, you are already whispering to us who you are in that prayer. Help that prayer to change our minds and our hearts to focus on what you would have for us. The Lord God, when we see the great I am going to the cross to give up his life, Lord God, that is life-changing. Lord God, may we see a brother that gave up his life for us, a God amazingly powerful that would willingly die on the cross for us. Lord God, that is a life worth following. In your son's name we pray. Amen.